tonight, 10:20 p.m. in the East, streaming live on Pride48.com. It's time for The Mix. My name is Daniel Brewer. I do not do this show alone. I do it with my best friend, Adam Burns. And this show is brought to you by Heil. Heil Sound is a modern microphone company specializing in professional quality dynamic microphones and related accessories. Heil mics are trusted worldwide by Grammy-winning artists, professional podcasters, live sound and studio engineers, and satellite broadcast stations to reliably deliver natural, articulate, clear sound and excellent rear noise projection. Yeah, check them out right now at heilsound.com. And don't forget to tell them that your good friends from The Mix sent you there. How are you doing, Adam?
Did you know that Bob Heil died?
Recently,
within the past 2 weeks. I say last week, it might have been.
I'm not afraid. By the way, I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. Nobody, I'm not afraid to use the internet while.
Nobody called.
Yeah, he dialed February 28th.
Okay, a couple of weeks ago. But he, yeah.
Still, you're right.
Nobody called the celebrity death phone for Bob Heil.
No one called it. We have both have Heil microphones.
We do.
We've talked about Heil on this show a million billion times. Oh, wow. Hi, Adam. How you doing?
Hi. Well, I'm sick.
But, that's what I heard. Yeah. It's like he showed up, ladies and gentlemen, he showed up and he's like, I don't want to do an after show.
I didn't say, look, I value all of the listeners. I also value the live listeners and the level 13 listeners, but not only am I sick, but I have a 5 o'clock a.m. call time in the morning for getting out of bed.
A 5 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah, 5 a.m. in the morning. We're going to stop at the ATM machine.
Yeah,
at 5 a.m. in the morning. And my boyfriend got me sick. Because I don't know. Yeah. And I thought I was fine. I thought I was fine all day. I thought I was fine. But my nose started running a little bit. And then I went for a walk. And then my nose was like dripping like a faucet. Oh. And I didn't have, and I was trying to wipe it. And I had a big snot like line on my finger. I couldn't get rid of it. I was like trying to flick the snot off of my finger because I had no kerchief.
You don't walk your neighborhood with your kerchief like Big Fatty?
No. And so, and then I got back, but we're going to St. Louis this weekend.
You know, when you don't wear underwear, you can carry a kerchief. That's why he does that.
I don't know how those two things are related, but sure.
Well, that makes sense.
We're going to St. Louis this weekend and I, needed to work out, and I've been working out 2 hours a day on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Because I'm crazy, but also I don't want to work out during the week as much. So I'm putting it all on the weekend. So I was like, you know what?
Recent studies have shown that that's perfectly valid.
Most people don't.
That you can now scientifically, it has been shown in a blind study that yes, in fact, you can, as long as you are averaging 150 minutes of exercise a week, it doesn't matter when you do it and in how many small blocks you do it.
So then I got on the Peloton for 2 hours, and after the Peloton, I felt like dog shit. It was just like, I expedited my sickness by tiring myself out. I understand that. But anyway. Yes. So I'm doing a show. It's all good. Like I have energy. I took some Dayquil. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to be okay.
Then you're not going to bed.
I drink Mountain Dew right before bed, Daniel. There is nothing that keeps me from sleeping.
Read the ingredients. I'm pretty sure the first thing in Dayquil is crack. Thousands upon thousands of people tune in this podcast each and every week to hear about my running update. They hear, it's true. You know what? We have someone that comes into our live studio audience every Friday night when we stream this on pride48.com. Her name is I'm a Librarian. She comes in. She's here. I was like, as soon as I'm done with my running update, she's like, okay, gotta go. Bye. And it's like, so I know she's here. She is here, Adam, every single week just to hear. That's how invested people are, Adam,
The coals in her bed warmer, it takes them that long to warm up. Mm-hmm. Before the running update is just the right amount of time for the bed warmer, the rock that she uses to warm her toes.
Wow.
Is warm at the end of your run. So she's like, okay, time for bed.
She is a modern librarian, Adam, not a character from Little House on the Prairie. Anyway, the running update is what we were talking about here. I have no update. You know what? I do kind of have an update. I was out running on Tuesday morning, and I'd come back from running. It was about 10:25 a.m. in the morning. And I was sitting down outside, you know, catching my breath with a glass of water after I had come back in from my run. And I get a text from Taylor the Latte Boy that says, did you get into Wine and Dine? And I was like, fuck! Registration for Wine and Dine was Tuesday. I knew it was Tuesday. I knew on Monday that it was Tuesday. I knew that I needed to do this at like 10 a.m. on Tuesday. I had it on my team's calendar. And I completely forgot about it. And yeah, we're not. We don't have spots in the Wine and Dine. So
does that mean you just stopped your training because you're like, well, fuck, I can't get into Wine and Dine. Just no more running for me.
No. The Wine and Dine race is in November. I still am in the Springtime Surprise coming up in April and also in the Halloween Haunted Mansion one at Disneyland in September. So yes, I've still got more races. It was Wine and Dine, Adam. You don't get it. It was Wine and Dine.
This is why I don't think these races are very serious. Like Wine and Dine, like you're just walking or whatever you're doing. Yeah.
And I tell this to people all the time. You ready? Are you ready to have your mind blown?
I'm ready.
It's not called Race Disney, Adam. It's called Run Disney. There's a difference. It's not a race. It's a run. And
I would say not
everything has to be competitive, Adam. Not everything has to be a big head-to-head competition thing, whatever. Running is one of those sports. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Running is one of those sports. The only person you're competing with is yourself.
Is it like Run Disney?
Why?
As long as you're faster than the little old ladies carrying the balloons, ladies,
that there then, is a then you're timed good to requirement go. For those. The 5K, there's no timed requirement for the 5K, but there is a timed requirement for the 10K and above.
You know what?
Disney races.
Disney runs. Apple can lick my balls. That's all I've got
to say.
Okay,
great. Great. Hold on. Before we get to why Apple can, is it running related?
No, it's not.
Okay, then let me finish my running update so that Mel can go to, I'm a librarian, can go to bed. So anyway, that was it. I completely missed Wine and Dine. So now what I have to do, the way that you can get spots for these races.
Do you know someone? You have to know someone?
But occasionally there will be cancellations and then Disney will quietly just make them available on their website. But there's people that track that. Like there's automated bots that track that and you subscribe to their to their Discord and you get notifications like, oh, 10K opened now, 10K is reopened now. And it's like, and there may be 5 more bibs or 10 more bibs or maybe only 2 or 3. You don't know. You have no way of knowing how long it's going to work. So you just have to, sit there and wait for those. Like you have to have the notifications turned on and you got to have it like set to make bunches of noise. And it's a thing, Adam. It's a thing.
I mean, it sounds like it. It sounds like a thing for sure.
I mean, Taylor got in.
Well, so because now, he remembered. He remembered to do the thing. And so,
he remembered. Anyway, that's it. That's my running update, Adam. No real update. Although I do have to run my long run this weekend. So I have to do 9.5 miles either tomorrow morning or Sunday morning. It's interesting that you say that you're going to St. Louis tomorrow. That's actually where my partner Zach currently is.
You don't even know what he's doing. You're like, I think he's doing a concert of some sort. I don't know which one it is. Is it Elton John? No, it's some sort of Disney concert. I just want to inform you.
He
put it on some social media because Mark told me earlier. He's like, did you know Zach is in St. Louis?
Look, we talked about this a little bit in pre-show, and it's one of the, Zach and I, during the pandemic, we were together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then after the pandemic, since we were both working from home, we still... it's one of those things. I love Zach dearly. I love him dearly. But sometimes you got to have some space. You got to have some, not have to worry about whether you wash the dish or, you know, not have to worry about, you know, if you, you know what I'm saying?
Like absence does make the heart grow fonder. It is true. Yeah. And I am a person that needs some alone time occasionally. So, I mean, I understand that. Mark and I are also together like 24/7. But
anyway, no. So Zach is in St. Louis. He's for a concert. I don't know what concert, but it's a concert tomorrow night. And yeah, you should say hi to him. What, you're going there for a haircut though, right?
Well, I'm going for a haircut, but we're seeing Mateo Lane.
Oh, you're going to get him sick too. Mateo Lane sick.
We're past that. Aren't we past that? Mm-hmm. Like if you're sick, stay home, all that. Like now everybody's just sharing germs at this point. Well, I feel like it would be a decent thing to do
to wear a mask or not go.
But if I wear a mask, then it draws attention to me. They're like, oh, look at that leper over there wearing the mask.
I mean, you know? It's true.
I'm also in the South. I mean, St. Louis, I think, still kind of qualifies as it's kind of Midwest, but it's on the cusp.
And I feel like Southern
people are just like, ah, go sick. It's fine. You like it?
I'm looking at a map of the, you know, I am a product of the American school system, so I have no actual.
Yeah, but South doesn't actually, there's not like a line where below that saying, line. I'm, well, there I'm is a Mason Dixon. Actually, there
I'm
is.
I'm looking here and Missouri, because what we're talking about.
Missouri. Yeah.
St. Louis, Missouri is way closer to Wisconsin than it is to Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? It's
I didn't realize that was the measurement. Like distance from Louisiana saying, makes
it,
you.
No, it's. I'm just saying it's way closer to the state that's the furthest north above it as it is to the one that's furthest south below it. So the state that is furthest south below Missouri is New Orleans, is Louisiana.
Well, okay.
Otherwise,
anyway,
I would have said Florida.
Anyway, I don't know. Maybe I'll wear it. I've got a mask in my. I've got masks. We've got masks
anyway,
galore.
Go ahead, please. Where were we? Where were we talking? You were in the middle of a story.
No, I wasn't in the middle of a story. I was
okay,
just.
Okay, great. Okay, great.
I said Apple can lick my balls because I bought these new Mac Minis.
Yeah.
And I flipped it around because there was some problem with the dock that I was using on the old M1 Mac Mini. It was like. Mm-hmm. It was popping up this message like, oh my God, can't see the thing. And I looked online and it was something data cable.
Hold on real fast.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it.
The Mix Technology segment brought to you by Heil Sound. Wow. Go ahead, Adam. Continue with
They paid the big bucks for these sponsorships tonight. Yeah. And I think I mentioned that on the brand new M2 Macs that are supposed to be blessed, kissed by angels and everything, and everyone loves so much, I was getting this over and over and over, and these notifications, and they were just stacking up all the way down the thing screen. So I had to go back to the old, And now tonight, even though I thought I had fixed it, the computer that is running your Zoom, I'm just getting notification for the same damn thing. I mean, I hope it doesn't affect anything. Luckily, it's not showing up on the video.
Excuse me. I hate to interrupt here real fast. Hi, my name is Tim Apple. Maybe you've heard of me before. I'm the head of the Apple Computer Company. And I want to let you know that Apple's enable hundreds and thousands of people to realize their potential, their creative potential. Now, we do sometimes have some folks like yourself that we like to refer to as problems who just can't seem to understand the simplicity and the genius of the Apple computers. So what we do in that case usually is we dispatch someone to your house to remove all Apple products from it. And we will then buy up all of your neighbors' houses around you, and we will make sure that you are isolated from the rest of the world, because we're trying to build a better society, Adam, a better Apple society. And we can't have problems like yourself interfering in that thing. So I'll go ahead and let you get back to your show now.
It's It is absolutely true that if you want
Tim Apple.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. It is absolutely true that in order to use Mac products, Apple products, they will not integrate with jack shit.
No, like, just other Apple.
You need, in for a penny, in for a pound. Like, yes. you need to have the, they don't even make this, but I would need like a Apple, you know, DSLR and Apple, whatever, because you try to use any other product with an Apple.
And I even told you, last year, I have an Apple TV. I have an Apple TV, you know, the little puck, because it had the best experience with all this services that I use. So I use the Apple TV. It needed to update its software where I had to re-sign a EULA. It would only do it on an Apple device. So it's like I had to go dig out my iPad in order to use my Apple TV, which, you know, you're trying to watch TV.
I think there is a way to get them to text you on an Android phone, but it's like way buried. You have to like dig through five different...
And you know what? You know what? I didn't even mention this because I didn't want to mention this because I didn't want to make it a thing. But that other podcast, Little Fatty Cast, Larry Vader, you know, and they were making fun about, you know, like, oh, because you hate Daniel. Because I was honest about my feelings. And of course, they do what they do. They just tease. They just pick and tease at him. Anyway, he was talking about, well, they could do so much other stuff, except they both use PCs instead of Apples. And I was like, oh no, Mr. Larry H. Vader, V-E-D-E-R. No. Apple, Adam uses two.
Three. I have three Mac Minis behind this monitor right now.
They are his Adam Apples. They are right behind him. So don't come at us.
I also have a Windows PC under here, but I have three Mac Minis back there.
Oh, you know, if he listened to this, he'd be going, oh, well, that's the problem, is that Windows machine.
Oh, the one Windows machine is like infecting the rest. I don't know. Anyway, that's it. Sorry. You were going to say something about, because I mentioned in the pre-show.
Yeah. About Girl Scout cookies.
I don't know if people know this, but you can buy Girl Scout cookies online.
But don't.
Well, they have the troop that you're supporting.
You get to pick? Okay.
Yeah. And apparently I only have one troop in my area. So it said this is troop 5478 or whatever. I'm not, because I'm trying to count calories. So I'm probably not going to buy any at all, but you can.
So I was, I had a Girl Scout cookie story.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm going to share with you. Please. I'm going to share with you now. So I'm not a big sweets person. And one of the things, as you know, that I don't like is I'm not a big fan of chocolate. So, you know, I don't, Girl Scout cookies, there's like a couple of Girl Scout cookies I like. I like the peanut butter ones. What are they called? The Shillelaghs or something?
I don't know the name.
It's like the Samoa. Does that sound right?
There is one called Samoa. Yeah.
Is it the peanut butter one? It's a peanut butter cookie with a peanut butter filling. Anyway, Do-si-dos.
Well, there's a peanut butter patty.
Yeah.
There's also a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, the peanut butter sandwich. Is that a Do-si-do?
They don't have one on here that they're calling Do-si-do.
Last weekend, my sister texted me and said, hey, we're at the lake this weekend. Do you guys want to meet up for brunch on Sunday? So we went to go have a little brunch with my sister in the lovely little downtown Claremont area, because as I told you, my family's lake house that she now owns is only about 7 miles from here. So we went in and had a lovely little brunch. They had a little farmer's market. We did a little bit of shopping and everything. And so they came back to see the house. This was their first time seeing the new house. So, you know, they stopped back by here after brunch. And as we got here, there was a Girl Scout walking down the street, like a Girl Scout walking in. There's a white Escalade or something that was like following her, like, you know, you could tell like it was her mom. You know what I'm saying?
Was that her pimp?
I'm a young independent woman walking down the streets on a scary sunny Sunday afternoon.
No, that was her handler, you know, like,
yeah, 10 feet behind her is her little helicopter mom. And she's like, I gotta make sure she doesn't get raped on the sidewalk. Anyway, so she comes up and she's like, you know, excuse me, Do you want to buy some Girl Scout cookies? I only have like nine. I only have nine boxes left and I'm trying to sell out. And, she handed me the sheet and she goes like, we're out of, and she had X's. She had X's through everything that had chocolate. So now she has me because the only flavor she has, the only flavor she has are non-chocolate ones. So she had those little, the little wafers, the little sugar wafers. I don't know what they're called, but they're, you know, just the little plain sugar wafers kind of a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Plain sugar wafers. I'm just looking the basic here. Girl Scout there's cookies. There's one called lemonades, called. Trefoils.
No. Yeah, that sounds right. Trefoils.
Or trefoils. They're
the basic.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're just the basic.
They kind of look like a girl with hair flowing.
Yeah,
is kind of
the Girl
pattern.
Scout. Yeah, it's a Girl Scout
shortbread.
You know, logo.
We're being told in
shortbread.
The chat room.
Okay. Anyway, and then they have these new ones, which is called Toastier. And yeah. I'm like, what the hell is Toastier?
I think it's s'mores flavored or something.
It's
French
cinnamon
toast. French toast.
Well, it's cinnamon toast. Well, it's French toast is cinnamon toast when you get down sure. to it. But it's like, it's cinnamon toast things. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll take one of each of the. Let me tell you, those cinnamon toast cookies, they're really good.
Wait, when did you buy this? Was
really
this recently?
Good. Yeah, last Sunday.
So are you only eating them on your cheat day?
Well, I mean, we had just gone to brunch with my sister.
Because did you eat the whole box?
Sometimes cheat day goes
extends.
Longer than day. Sometimes cheat day extends, Adam.
Oh, I understand that. I've had cheat years before. Yeah. I'm not
like, you know, like on a Sunday or maybe like a Monday that's a holiday or maybe, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe like my birthday. Which is a Thursday.
Right.
Like, you know, so these little cinnamon toast cookies, they're no joke. They're good. You should, is it icing? So it's like a sugar cookie, a thin sugar cookie, but it's got the icing, like a cinnamon icing on it. They're really good.
I wonder if I buy them online, if these little girls are actually going to deliver them to my door or if they'll mail them. Cause I really don't want to talk to people. I mean, I would prefer to just have them dropped at my doorstep.
Wait, you don't want to talk to people. We all know this about you. Uh-huh. And yet your number one complaint about all of your yard service people is like, they don't talk to me. It's
like... I am an enigma wrapped in an enigma. What is the saying? A something wrapped in an enigma?
You're a mystery wrapped in an enigma. I don't know.
I don't want to look. This is the reason I loathe Halloween. And I know, take my gay card right now. But I don't want to give out candy to snot-nosed kids. And the teenagers are the worst. Like at Halloween. They don't even dress up. They just come with like pillowcases.
It's a Winston Churchill saying, and it's a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma.
Okay, there you go. That's me. That describes me to a T.
You. You're just like, no, I think I pretty much nailed it a few weeks ago when I said you're scared of confrontation. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. You do a lot of things to avoid confrontation.
I told my therapist today, actually. I had my therapy appointment today.
Yeah.
I told her today, I said, because I tell her these ridiculous things that go through my head.
Yeah, as you do.
I said yesterday, Wednesday when I was at work, I said, leaving my job at the Spitball factory, there are three double doors right next to each other. And I said, when I leave.
And there's a goat behind two of them. A car behind
said,
one.
And I said, when I leave for the day. If there are any people behind me also leaving, I do my best to pick a door that I don't think the other people are going to go through because I don't want to hold the door for them. But if they're behind me, I will. And I said, so there was a girl behind me and I chose a door that I thought she wasn't going to take and she followed me. Not only that, but she was on the phone, so she had her hands full. And then I felt pressured to open the door. And there are two doors. There's a door and then a small gap and then another door. So I had to hold two. And then, and I'm getting mad at her. And my she doesn't yes. even know, but yeah. I'm getting mad at the girl behind me because yeah. I'm having to hold yeah. the door because I'm doing it because I'm a people pleaser. And I'm like, going to hold it. I'm not going to be the jerk that lets the door shut in her
no,
face.
No, you're just going to you're going to be the jerk that's and mad then, at the person who's not asking for anything.
And then there's another door about, I don't know, 20 feet away outside that leads to these stairs and a bridge that goes over. Anyway, regardless.
Yeah.
This bridge, you don't have to go through doors. You can walk around. I walked around and skipped the doors altogether so that I wouldn't have to open the door, that third door for her. I'm like, no, third door is door too much. That is a yeah, door too far. Like I'm not, not opening a third door for you. Sorry. I'm a nice guy.
Look, I'm gonna give you, you know, as you know, Adam, I do have a degree in psychology. I don't like yeah. to talk about it. I'm gonna give you this little exercise that I think will help you.
Yeah.
Because now you're wearing a step counter.
Well, my watch, but yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. So now you, any time that you feel that there's someone getting close that you're gonna need to open the door for, you can always look at your watch and then turn around and go the other way. It's like, oh, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
just like,
I could do
oh,
that.
Crap. And it's like, and you forgot. And then you just have to walk around the corner and then wait for them to leave. And then you can exit without any pressure to perform on anything.
The same thing happens when I'm
acting,
walking.
Adam.
When
acting.
I'm the same thing happens when I'm walking through my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because the crazies in my neighborhood like to sit out on their in front of their garage in the front of their house and let their kids play in the driveway. Like, why don't they have backyards with fences and like all this stuff? Why are they sitting in the front? They bring their lawn chairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they open their garage and they sit in front of their garage and like, and yeah. most of the neighbors like each other. So they're all like chatting and having, I am trying to just walk through the neighborhood. Right.
How else can you spy on your neighbors if you and sit I, and if you don't sit in your front yard?
But this is my brain. Okay. Look, I'm not crazy. I've been told by my therapist that these are all perfectly normal mm-hmm. For some people, not everyone, but for some people. As I'm walking through the neighborhood, it yeah. stresses me out when I walk past a house that someone is sitting there because I think I'm going to be expected to say hello to them.
Ah,
and I'm wearing earbuds, and then I'm like, oh, I got to take my earbud out. I got to say hi to Sally Jane or whatever her name is, you know, or whatever. Yeah, and there's no avoiding it because there's only one sidewalk, so I've got to walk past them. It's a similar situation to the door. But
so two solutions. And I deal with this because, as you know, Adam, I run.
Yes, but you're running. No one's expecting you to like have
right,
a conversation
exactly.
with them.
So there you go. So solution number one, run. You know, when you don't have to run the whole time.
Bad knees.
It's just that just run in front of them. It's like you're just doing interval running, whatever. So it's like you're going to run that 30 seconds that it takes you to run past them or whatever. And you got your earbuds in and you just, you know, kind of give them a polite wave but as you go by, you know, just kind of like, hey, wave.
Okay, I'll try that, but I'll say, I think it'll be kind of obvious when literally I start running a house before theirs and then stop immediately after their house. I think it's kind of be.
You know what, Adam? People don't pay as much attention to you as you think they do. I'm just, and that's not just you, that's just in general.
But
other people don't think about us as much as we think they do. Like, people don't like go like, oh, I'm going to continue to watch him the entire way he goes down. Isn't that odd that he has stopped running now? What do you think about that, Fred? About this stranger? We weren't talking about anything before. We were just, our entire attention is focused on this stranger that has walked and now stopped.
But last thing, this wasn't even in the Trello, but there you go. Last thing, but on the plus side of walking through my neighborhood.
Yes.
So there was a house that burned down about a year ago. And they are rebuilding that house now.
No.
They're rebuilding that house now. They've finally gotten through all the insurance or whatever they have to do, and they are rebuilding the house.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of Hispanic gentlemen who are rebuilding this house.
I get so nervous.
And we know that I have a preference for various brown skinned men. Like, No, that is not racist. I find them attractive.
Okay.
And so as I'm walking through the neighborhood, there is a cute Hispanic guy who's there, and I get to look at him as he's bricklaying or whatever he's doing. I don't actually know what he's doing, but they are bricklaying at the moment. I'm not just making that up. They are laying bricks at the moment.
When you say they, you mean like he and his family, like not like all the Hispanics.
I don't know if it's his family. I mean, it's workers. It's construction workers. They are laying.
So you are saying all the Hispanics?
No, there are Hispanics. Not all the Hispanics. It cannot be racist if I find them attractive. I like Asian guys too. Mark is Asian?
It is a fetishization, and it is it can make some people feel
uncomfortable
as though they are just
being okay
judged in that woke way.
The woke left. No, just
let me ask you. No, let me ask you this.
He's cute. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So couldn't that be the story that there's this really hot guy that you like? What does his race have to do with the story?
I find Hispanic guys to be hot.
It doesn't matter. Then he's adorable. He looks like like this character on TV.
A lot of times they're short and kind of compact, and little pocket. Twink looking.
Abort. Let's talk about abortion. That's a much safer territory. I wanted to, let me find this story here really fast. Are you familiar with the publication Vulture?
Yes. Yeah, I am.
It's a long form blog, like kind of a magazine, right?
I think I've seen like really...
Yeah, it deals like, in pop culture.
There was like an article in Vulture about someone going to a gay sex club or something.
Yeah.
It was in detail. Like, guy came on my shoulder or something. Like,
they do what they call long form journalism but they also cover a lot of things in pop culture. So they are covering. So let me get to what I was going to talk about first. I mentioned last week that I was watching Manifest and that I hadn't yet gotten to the finale. Because as you remember, or maybe you didn't know, Manifest was an NBC show that ran for 3 seasons on NBC. And when COVID hit or whatever, they also announced that they were canceling Manifest.
Yes.
Which was one of those shows that was telling an arching, an overarching story. And so they were just going to leave it on this big cliffhanger at the end of season 3. That would have been the last that anyone would have gotten. Netflix stepped in and said, we'll pick it up because it's really popular on Netflix. So we'll pick it up and you can complete the final season. And they actually had 20 episodes worth of stuff that they were able to negotiate. So it's like, it's one last season, but it's 20 episodes long. So it's a big season.
Back in the day, that would have been 3 or 4 short of a full season. Because they used to be 24 episodes in a season. Yeah.
Right. So it's one of these shows in this show. And I as soon as the show ended, after I watched the finale, immediately went online and was just like, what the fuck did I just watch? Like, someone help me here into what the fuck I just watched. And I ran across this Vulture article and it's titled, "Wait, what happened in the Manifest series finale?" And it's basically everything is laid out in a question, in a statement, and then followed by a "wait, what?" You know what I'm saying? And then an explanation of what the statement was.
Okay.
You get the format?
I do.
You get the format? So here, I'll tell you. At the beginning of the finale, she says, "All our main passengers wake up gasping for air in their cute little tents." Like, because they had gone to bed, they had made camp out and everything. Now all the main characters, like, immediately in the last episode, they're like, they can't breathe, right? And it's like, wait, what? And then she goes on to explain why it was that they couldn't, because Manifest went off the rails.
I haven't seen the last couple of seasons, so I
I'm not going to explain.
I just know that they were on a plane, and then when they got back, it had been a bunch of years, and they didn't age. That's all I remember.
Let me just read one little statement that she makes, followed by her "Wait, what?" Right, but it's like these are things that happened in the finale of Manifest. The passengers scream at the black smoke of judgment until it goes away, thus averting the apocalypse. They scream at the smoke monster until it
goes away.
There's
a smoke monster?
What? See, now don't you want to watch Manifest?
What happened? Like the first two-ish seasons, three. I don't know. I don't think we watched season three, but the first two seasons... there were no monsters. There was just...
So instead of her saying, "Wait, what?" after that, when she's like, "Pardon me, ma'am, but what the actual fuck?" Anyway, this is how she explains that about the smoke monster. After the judgment portion of the proceedings are over and 11 people are deemed terrible humans, the lifeboat has to be weighed. Does the good everyone did outweigh the bad that those ash piles over there did? Instead of taking this final weighing of souls sitting down, the passengers, led by Ben and Mick, link arms and walk down the plane aisle, scream recapping the TV show Manifest in its face. And I swear to you, Adam, that is exactly what they were doing. They're like going down screaming at the smoke monster going, "Aaron kept a child from drowning and Lisa kept a bank robbery." They're literally recapping episodes of Manifest from previous seasons.
Is it like a cheesecake episode of Golden Girls, but with a smoke monster?
The smoke monster. And then the smoke monster literally just shies. It just pieces out. It's like, "Oh, okay. Shit, I'm out of here," and goes away. It's like, this show. And yet, here's the thing, Adam. And yet, as stupid and as idiotic as this stuff is, it was still really entertaining to watch.
Okay.
It's one of the, you know, it's stupid and you know that it makes no sense, but it's just so damn entertaining to watch. You're just like, I gotta see what happens. It's like, oh, okay, Noah's Ark. So Noah's Ark. Oh, okay. So the volcano spit the airplane up from the lava and landed in front of you.
Wait, there's a volcano as well?
And you all decide, yes.
Noah's Ark, a volcano, and a smoke monster? Yes. What? Is Mother Goose there somewhere? Yes.
Yes, but it's better than that, Adam, because when it vomits the airplane from the lava... the airplane that they all crashed on that had disappeared. When that airplane comes up from the lava and lands in front of them, they all go, "Oh yeah, we should get on." And they all get on the plane. The lava just pours out.
Okay. Wow, this is a ringing endorsement. Yeah, I'm gonna go right away and just finish that.
It's like, it would be as if like the New York Times were to dissect an episode of Big Fatty Online. You know what I'm saying? It would be that alien. You're just like, okay, all right, what was a nipper nap? I have no idea what the fuck a nipper nap is. Just really quickly, I want to talk about Big Fatty really fast. He made some allusion on his show today that, let me know that he heard us talk about him sleeping like a baby and that babies don't sleep. And
he also clarified what the go-to-bed pills are.
What the hell happened to you, man, that you need all those drugs?
Well, actually, I don't remember what they were, but it was some...
there was LSD and some kind of statin.
Daniel,
like
when
an
you
LSD
get older, you start taking pill. Like, it's just thing. Like...
Yeah. I don't know why he takes the pill. I'm genuinely kidding. Should I call? I should call his show.
One of the pills is to make him sleepy. The last pill in his list was to make him sleepy. So there is an actual...
were those all different pills?
There were like three or four different pills he takes.
So he doesn't like have a brand, like Big Fat He's Going to Bed Pills brand.
No, it's pills. It's,
you know,
it's
like, you know, like, pills. Well, NyQuil is a bunch of different ingredients.
I understand. He takes multiple pills. I assume they're in a pill box. This is what I assume. I assume that Fatty has like one of those month pill boxes.
Yeah. A week
with like each day.
You think he would go by the month? I think he would do the week.
I don't know. I envision a month, and I feel
you have the days, and then you also have them broken down by time. Like, so you have like morning, afternoon, evening. You can go that dip, but they're all Monday.
Well,
through
he's
Friday.
never mentioned a morning pill or an afternoon pill. He's only ever mentioned go to bed pills.
Yeah, you don't have to get all of them. You can, so if you only take pills once a day, then you just have one. But if you have some in the mornings, I mean, there's little icons on them. Not that I would know this, Adam. Some of these little pill box
things.
Well,
Sydney has daily pills that she has to take now, and I have thought about getting one of those boxes. But I imagine him, like, when he's saying Rabbit Rabbit at the beginning of a month, he's also, like, portioning out his pills for the month. So he, you know, he's the month has started. There's a, you know, it's a very routine thing.
I had a mouthful of soda and I was not prepared for that.
But they also make, so now they make dispenser.
Oh, let me see.
They make,
when I
start having to take a lot of pills, whenever that may be, because I know it'll happen at some point.
In your mind, in your mind, when he's counting out the pills, is Poodle doing it with him? Or is it just him? Like, is it just Fatty there going like 1, 2, 3, 4? Or is it like 1, 2? Oh, you missed one, Big Fatty. Oh, I see you forgot one. Like, in your mind.
I think it's just Big Fatty. However, I feel like Poodle is in Big Fatty's mind.
Yeah.
So Poodle is always there. Poodle's like a split personality, you know? So anyway, but I want to get one of those.
Monthly.
No. I want to get one of those. There's a thing. I don't know what shape they are, but imagine like a cube, just a cube. You load all of your pills in and it dispenses them daily. So you just go up with a cup or whatever and you hit a button and it's like, oh, it's Monday. And it just gives you the pill. Like it knows what time it is. You program it or whatever. I would want to get one of those. Or I know pharmacies have this thing where they split them up for you and you can get pill packs.
Yeah.
And they have that's what I would
They have
do.
A date.
That's
they
what
have
I
the
would
date
do. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just take pills once. I take my cholesterol pill.
Oh, so you have a pill as well. I do not have a daily pill. I do. I have a daily pill. I do have one daily pill.
Is it Viagra? What is it? What is your daily pill?
No, my daily pill, I get cold sores, fever blisters, whatever. And I don't like getting them. Like I've gotten them for.
Well, who does? Not exactly on most people's top 10 things to do.
I mean, since I was a teenager, like a long time I've been getting these. Like it's not.
Yes.
I mean, maybe it was an STD, but I feel like it's just one of those things.
It is a form of herpes. And
it is. But I mean, I feel like maybe it was just passed on to me genetically or something. Like not genetically, but.
Yeah.
But I don't like getting them. And so the way that I've found, I know we just went over that.
Yeah,
the way that I avoid that is there is a pill you can take.
Pill.
And so I daily take this pill so that I do not get them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
I feel like we have not really stuck to this Trello that we put together.
I mean, we kind of did. We
I know. I feel like let's, I'm going to move this out and we can talk about this after the contact. So go ahead. Now it's you, my friend.
I mean, I feel like this is totally boring. I feel like what I've talked about already is much more interesting than what I'm going to say now.
Well, then why?
but I was trying to think of, I just had a really long day last weekend.
You did.
It was so long. Or so
How
many things.
How long was it?
Well, I mean, it was 24 hours because every day is 24 hours. But
right, exactly, yeah.
But we had so much to pack into this day. I've been working out 2 hours on Saturday morning and 2 hours on Sunday morning.
Yes.
And so I had to, so got up and, you know, we stay up pretty late recording this show and I, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so get up, do that. We had lunch. And then we had Dune, which, by the way, was a good movie. Which was a good. Are you a Dune? Did you watch Dune 1?
Yes, I did. I
watched Part 1. Is that what it's yeah. Dune Part 1? Yeah, I watched Dune Part 1. It was good.
I'm waiting. As you know, I don't go to theaters, so I'm waiting.
Yeah, I know. I will say this, though. The guy, I don't know his name, but the blonde guy who recently had, he played Elvis in a movie.
Yeah.
Recently.
Okay.
He's in Dune, but I feel like he's wasted in this. It's a pivotal role, but it is a small, he's not on screen a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But it is, you know, and also he's like got a bald cap on and like all this stuff. Like you almost can't tell it's him. But anyway, that was just a side thing. So, and then we had, and then we had a restaurant and we go into this restaurant.
Your takeaway from Dune 2 was that this kid Austin was Butler. Underused.
He was underutilized, I feel. Yeah.
And he had too much makeup on.
Well, it was just weird. They covered up his eyebrows too, you know? But anyway, so then we had, that was good though. And then we had a birthday party at a restaurant. And I'm allowed to go to restaurants still because those are not themed.
Right.
So, I mean, I've been told that I'm not allowed to go to themed parties anymore, as we talked about last week.
Yes.
Although we were supposed to wear black because the person was turning 50. I gave it like, I wore a black polo shirt. That was fairly easy to do. I have black shirts, so like I can do that. Mm-hmm. And this restaurant smelled like fish. I mean, it was a seafood restaurant.
Wow. Wait, breaking news. A seafood restaurant.
But no.
Smells like fish.
So it smelled like
fish.
A bad, like when you go to the beach and it has kind of a bad fish smell, you know what I'm saying? Like not the best smell in the world. It was bad enough that Mark.
Like a red tide smell?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know what red tide smells like, but it was not,
well,
not a good.
Well, red tide basically.
They're dead?
Kills all the fish and then the fish wash up and then over a few days they.
And plus they put us in this room. And the fish case was like right there in that room. They put us in this room.
Yeah.
But
now, was it a fish case or a fish tank?
They had a case and they had like these big metal, like cow troughs that were filled with water and had some kind of aeration system in them that had fish swimming in them.
That's
and there was
tank.
Like a lobster tank. And the funny thing is the lobster tank, the water was murky. It wasn't clear. Normally when you go into a nice restaurant and they have a lobster tank, it's clear and you know, you can see crystal. No, this was like a murky, looked like river water or something with these lobsters swimming in it, you know, whatever.
Ooh.
And it smelled so bad that my boyfriend, who loves seafood, kept complaining to me that it smelled. And I said, but you love this. Don't you love that smell? Like, you love seafood. That is what seafood smells like.
Are you trying to get uninvited from all the parties now?
No,
like, you're going after him for...
No, he was the one complaining to me. And I just said, oh, I'm surprised you find this a bad smell because you love... you love seafood. So and when we go to the beach,
is this what you want?
It was not Asian at all. There was some old Southern lady like running it. But anyway, and the food was meh. It was okay. But, and I didn't get seafood, obviously. So I can't really talk about how good the food was. Cause if you go to a seafood restaurant and you get non seafood, you know,
you got what you get.
You get what you order, right?
It's like going to, I don't know, it's like going to Bobby Flay's Steakhouse and ordering the pork.
I'm never going to live that down, am I? Not one. I mean, even though the waiter recommended the pork chop, I would.
Highly trained waiter.
Actually, I know this is a steakhouse, but I really think the pork chop is the hidden gem on this menu. And so I'm like, oh, great. You know, I don't usually get a good pork chop.
Literally. apparently the chef was trying to push the pork chop and was offering the waiter or waitress that had the most orders of them that evening like a $50 prize or something. That's how it works. Adam, we don't do that on this show. Oh, no, no, no. We're much more insidious than that. We play commercials, which suck. But, you know, it's a necessary thing. But here's the thing. You don't have to hear them. If you want, if you really hate commercials, you can always go over to our website. And isn't it now? Yes. Subscribe.mixminuspodcast.com. And
I believe so.
I tested it.
Okay.
That will take you to the place. So you can listen. It's $2 a month, $24 a year, no commercials. And what are you drinking?
Tea.
No, it looked like whiskey. Anyway.
That would have been a big glass of whiskey.
You said you had a day. Anyway, all of that is what you said. All of that so that I can say, I lost my.
Well, we're about to go to commercial. And if you subscribe, you will not hear those commercials.
But then, but I've done that. So now I say, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Go ahead, say it.
We'll be right back. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show. This is a segment where we play your voicemails, read your emails, or your text messages. Adam, do we have any emails or text messages this week?
We did not when we started the show. And so I was about to say no, but now we do. So we have one from 707. I won't repeat the rest of it.
Yeah.
It says, hi, little Adam here in Hawaii. I found a phone in the jungle and I'm using it. I managed to log on to Adam's radio show when I grow up. I see I'm going to be rich and famous and handsome. I'm building a raft one day. I want to sail to Australia to meet little Scotty Aussie Battler.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then same person says, Big Adam, what happened?
I think they made a video game of that called Raft. Mm. Go ahead.
Big Adam, what happened? I just looked on the internet web and see you with a watermelon. Well, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. What happened? Wow. I mean, experimenting.
When was the last time you checked in with little Adam?
It's been a while. My therapy has kind of taken various twists and turns. I find that... Mm-hmm. We will do
like an episode of Manifest.
Yeah, we will do one thing for a couple of sessions, and then depending on how my day went or what we're talking about, something else might. It hasn't been like a structured okay, we're due, but yeah, I haven't talked to him in a while. Lastly, okay. Mel.
Oh, yes.
Says non-celebrity death text Adam because he called me ancient and he's only a few years older. Just kidding. P.S. I listen live until I have to try to sleep. Love the pod. Thank you, Mel. Mel just left because we started the contact segment.
So she'll never hear this.
She said she listens to it later, but we will see. Mel, if you actually hear this,
yes,
let us know that you heard it.
Yes, by ringing the bell. Adam, let's go to our first voicemail, shall we? We only have two this week, so it'll be fast. Let's catch up here. Hello. I've got my
speaker in your room.
It's going to the speakers in my room instead of this set over here. All right, let's try that again. Hello.
Hi, guys. Scott here. Celebrity death.
Yes.
Eric Carmen. He had a few big hits. He had Hungry Hearts from Dirty Dancing. And probably one of the most saddest songs ever is All By Myself. What a sad song.
Woo, he had some plastic surgery when he got older.
Don't wanna be all by myself.
Well, I guess just for that song, like, we can go ahead and give it to him. But
sure. Next phone call comes to us from Bear. Hello, Bear.
Hello, Daniel and Adam. This is Bear from the Bear and Kura podcast. David Mixner died this week. He was quite a force in the gay community. He founded the Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund, which finances gay politicians who are running for office. It's a sad time for the gay community. This isn't a very fun message, so I understand if you don't want to play it on the show.
Oh, we don't pre-listen to them. So.
No, David Mixner. Why do I know that name? David Mixner, he was a lawyer, right? Wasn't he a gay lawyer? David, I mean, he just said who he was, and the entire time I'm sitting there listening to him, I'm like going, why do I know this name?
David Mixner, champion of gay rights, dies at 77 in the Washington Post.
There was some thing that he did that made an impression on me, and I don't know what it was. Was it the... Oh, it was Clinton. Yeah, he was like Clinton's envoy to the LGBT community back, you know, when a presidential candidate actually like recognized that we existed. By the way, that was Bear from the, I always get this wrong, Bear and Kurta?
Bear and Kurta? Is it Kurta or Kurta?
Kurta? I don't know.
I thought it was Kurta.
Yeah, he said it in his thing, but you can, wait, how do I get to their website?
Pride48.com/shows.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, pride48.com/shows. They're listed there on our shows. I was just trying to see on their page on Pride48, how do I get to their website? I think it's there. So yeah, it's aws.com/podcast/BC. There you go. Check them out. Bear and Kurta. I haven't. I should
or maybe
probably
it's Karad.
Check them out.
It's Curadh.
You know what? If I listened, then I would know. And so I'll do that. I'll challenge myself. Not that it's a challenge. I'm just saying I'll put that out. Anyway, thank you for calling. We do appreciate it. Are we giving him a point for that?
Yeah, yes. I feel like I have to. Yeah, you know,
giving him a point for that. I can't believe no one called for Bob Heil. Anyway, that does that. 3, 2, 1. Did you watch Survivor this week?
Yes, Daniel, I did watch Survivor this week. I don't know that I remember exactly what happened, but I do.
Oh, it's fine.
Oh,
it's
my
fine.
God. I will tell you this. That guy, I'm not good with names, and we just started this season.
I'm assuming you're talking about the Indian American gentleman.
Yes, I am. Oh,
not American
my
Indian,
God.
By the way. Indian American.
Could anyone be more annoying? I didn't come on here to win $1 million, Jeff. I came on here to win 1 million hearts.
And he said that multiple times. The thing that gets, I'm trying to find his name. So go ahead. Keep going.
No, he is so annoying to me. Just super, super annoying. And I don't know, like, that's about all I got to say about it.
So for those of you who don't know, there is a contestant. His name is Banu. And he's on the Nanu tribe. What tribe is he on?
I don't know the names.
There's a lot of them.
But
he's
the same tribe that went whittled down to like three people last season.
Right, but I'm just saying his you know, castmate or his tribe mate is Q. So you've got Q and Banu and what was the other one? The other one is like
Vajra. I don't know.
Yeah, there's like these. You know, it's a crazy name. It's the crazy name tribe. But anyway, yeah, he is very dramatic. He is very dramatic. And
super.
I think I figured it out. And so you tell me if you think that this rings true or not. All right. So English is not his first language. So he is born in India. He's, you know, and then moved to the United States when he was younger. And he speaks impeccable English. He does not have a heavy Indian accent. No. For most of it. He speaks impeccable English. Clearly bilingual though. But here's the thing. I feel like when he says things to the camera, he says things that he has seen in a TV show. You know what I'm saying? Like he thinks that that's how Americans talk, like that Americans put together these bold statements in their mind and then look at someone very dramatically and say them. Like, you know, it's like, that's like a very kind of, that's how I feel, because he will say things in such a weird, dramatic way. And you know they're rehearsed, because just in this last episode, he said that line twice. He said, I'm not here to win $1 million. I'm here to win 1 million hearts. He said that line twice, almost identically. Like,
what does that even mean? He just wants everyone who watches to like him?
Yes. Yes. He doesn't want to win necessarily. He's here to have people like look up to him, to, you know, him set an example as the first Indian American.
Is he the first
player on Survivor? Don't know. But for whatever reason, you know, he's represented. I feel like any time that you're in a minority on these shows, you must feel an amazing amount of pressure to represent your entire minority. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're the token gay guy on Survivor, don't you feel like there would be something in the back of your mind the whole time going like, oh, I'm the gay guy here. It's like anything I do, you know, people are going to be like, oh, that's what gay guys do. So it's like, you're just kind of like, maybe
is that why you haven't sent in your application yet? You're like, I don't want to be the representative of gays everywhere.
I don't think I would be. I don't think they would put me as, you know, I don't think that would be my story.
And you wouldn't even, you wouldn't even talk about it. You'd be like, and my buddy, my best buddy that I live with, you know, that my roommate that,
I feel like my story would be more like, you know, oh, he watched Survivor, you know, all these years, and now he's, you know, before he turned 60, he wants to come out here and, you know, prove, you know, to himself. He just
Footage of you like running through the rope at Disney or whatever, you know, that would be your.
Anyway, yeah, he's very dramatic. But the thing that I wanted to bring up about Survivor this week is there was no eviction, so it was a medical evac, but it wasn't like your typical medical evac. Like, this was one that they let him continue in the game, and then later came back and said, "Yeah,
he literally slept funny." Like the guy sleeps funny, wakes up,
and
half of his body is like numb or something. It's not, you know, he didn't get whacked by a machete. He didn't like hit his head on a challenge. He slept funny. That was it.
Slept funny. Yeah, got taken out of the game. Anyway, but the thing that I wanted to talk about in this surprise, do you have any favorites at this point?
No, not really.
Yeah. I feel like the Mississippi science teacher dude.
Well, I mean, he's cute and hot, but I don't.
But on top of that, he's like, he's literally done everything. Now he's like, he builds those same challenges for his students. Like, he's like, he knows, like, he has sand beanbags in his garage at home that he uses for challenges and stuff. So, of course, when he gets to the beanbag challenge, he's like, boop, 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 boop. Okay, done.
That was quick. That was faster than they were behind. They were team number three to get up there.
He has a garage filled with sand beanbag. He knows how to throw a sand filled beanbag. Yeah. Right. It's like, it's just, I'm just saying, I feel like he's going to go pretty far.
This is the second time recently where they've had a contestant that has made versions of the challenges at home and then done really well at challenges. I feel like they're going to have to start mixing up the challenges don't have contestants just already knowing how to, you know.
I think they would have. I think a lot of the challenges we saw last season and this season we've never seen before. What was the one that just last week? I was just like, oh my god, that I've never seen this challenge before. It was something crazy they did last week for their immunity challenge, but. It's yeah, they've
I kind of zone out on the challenges. I'm not as much of a challenges person as yeah. I like the interaction and the strategy, you know, who's going home and like all that. It's not that I don't like the challenge, but I don't pay super close attention to them. Especially yeah. the ones that are more complicated. I mean, if they're just like standing there and it's like an endurance one and they're like shaking and like having to hold this thing and you know, I'm watching yeah. that. But the ones that are obstacle course like I kind of zone in and out.
A lot of these early team competitions are puzzles, so they're always it always ends in a puzzle, which as Dalton Ross once famously said, it always comes down to
the puzzle. Last week if it was the puzzle you're talking about, the one where they had to form the arch.
Oh yeah that arch. Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Yeah
it was like a suspended arch. But here's what I wanted to say about Survivor the whole time. There is a guy that I just name dropped moments ago, Dalton Ross. He writes for Entertainment Weekly. He's been writing about Survivor since season one. He has a very close relationship with the show. He's a very talented writer. He writes weekly recaps that are very, very fun to read because they're filled with insider stuff. And also, you know, he's a very good writer. So it's a pleasure to read him. I now have no way to get rid of Dalton Ross. And here's the thing. It is 2024. More than half of the country gets their TV via streaming. More than half the country or half of the people that had cable. In other words, the tip just passed like within the last 6 months, that there are now more people to get their TV streaming than there are people to get their TV via cable, right? So it's like, it used to be that cable, you know, was really the dominant. And then over the past, you know, 5 years, it's been dropping. And now at this point, streaming has passed cable for the first time. So more than half of your audience that would want to read your recap can't watch the show until the next day. And you rush to put these articles out the morning after, which is fine, other than the fact that your headlines give away who got evicted. Like your Dalton Ross's headlines literally say, like, our interview with Nathan after his, you know, horrible injury. Or he's like, our interview with Steve after he was evicted. You know, it's for fuck's sake.
Okay, but it's kind of like, I know this is the second time we mentioned or the third time we mentioned Big Fatty, but it's kind of like listening to Big Fatty online, because if you listen to his show, he talks about Survivor almost immediately after the episode airs, and he always tells who went home.
Wouldn't record it. He wouldn't record it until the next day. And also, you're trying to tell me that you're so caught up on Big Fatty that you can be spoiled by Survivor?
I am now. I wasn't, but I am now. I literally listened to today's episode today.
You heard him today.
Yeah, that's when he was talking about the pills.
Yeah, when he was talking about the molecular structure of his go-to-bed pills. While I was walking,
getting my steps. Yes, I heard that today while I was walking.
It's giving the chemical composition of his...
I'm turning...
Six atoms of carbon.
I am turning into Big Fatty. I now take nipper walks or whatever around my neighborhood. Today I did both the inner and outer circle of... I don't have a cute nickname for my neighborhood, but I'm sure Fatty would have one if, what does he call his neighborhood? All right,
the
Fat Acres. Oh, yeah.
So, real quick, Amazing Race.
Don't spoil me, but the part that I still don't know how it ends, I have some guesses as to how it might end. I think they're friends, but the
camp counselors,
the younger guy and the girl,
yep,
who get their car in this situation where, and I haven't seen, I don't know what happened, but it looks like They would have had to have taken a crane and like pulled that car out, because there looks like there is no, they got in a situation where they're, it looks like it's locked in. They got to a dead end.
It was it's that Austin Powers movie where he's trying to like move the little golf cart back and forth to get it to
know. Anyway, I don't know what happened. I didn't.
Did you like me during the whole time go, girl, just back out. You don't have to turn around. Just back
that's
out.
What I was saying. I was like, just back. Like, don't try to turn around. Obviously, there is no room on this street to turn around.
Just go backwards.
Just back up. Yes.
You trying to turn around?
It was ridiculous. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. They probably went home. Don't tell me. I'm not looking at you. I don't want to see your face. They probably went home because they.
What was the last thing you saw on Amazing Race?
Well,
Did you see the first person make it to the mat?
I don't think I did. We're 20 minutes. We have 20 minutes left of the show.
All right.
Also, those twins. You know, they had to call out. We're identical twins, rightly so. They do not look identical. I mean,
and yet
one of them is like 5 inches taller than the other one. Can you really call that identical? Like when you're different heights and like,
do you know why? Like, did one of them break their leg and they lost a couple
they
inches?
They sawed off an inch of his leg? Like what? I mean, what?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I just don't think they look identical. That's all I'm saying.
So, hold on. So, you get that identical twins...
means that they look identically alike.
No, it means that they have identical genetics. Doesn't mean that they look identical.
Oh, no, I didn't know that until right now that you just said that. I thought identical twins meant they... Well, obviously...
More often than not... they will look incredibly similar to one another because your genes kind of are the blueprint to
it's Patty
to the body
do,
that
you
know,
have. Where Kathia enjoys a minuet and they
but
can
that's
like
the thing.
Switch.
We still don't understand all of the things in the human genome that control things, but it's as easy, it could be as easy as one of these identical twins had a slightly different DNA chain on some subset that made him grow taller. Or that increased the amount of HGH that went into his blood.
They called them. They made a point to say we are identical twins, and I'm like,
but because they are. They were born at the same time from the same mother.
Well, a lot of twins are born at the same time. Obviously, twins are born at the same time, okay, but there are non-identical twins.
Identical twins is a single egg in the womb. That divides and becomes two. Okay. So it's a single egg that divides into two. Fraternal twins are when two separate eggs are fertilized at the same time and they become separate embryos at the same time. But so there's a certain amount of growth in the twin egg before it divides, right? Whereas fraternals just start off that way as two separate ones. And sometimes there'll be both. Sometimes there'll be, a set of triplets that one set, you know, there's identical twins and a fraternal twin that's the third triplet.
I mean, I'm going to trust you here. Sometimes you're very confident in saying things when you don't really know what you're talking about, but I'm going to trust you here. I always thought it meant that they look identical, but I'm sure yours sounds more scientific and so whatever. Anyway, I saw in like they ran out of rocking horses and so a couple of people had to go to the Lucha Libre or whatever, but that's where I kind of ended. I don't know what happened.
All right,
after
I won't spoil for you. We can talk about it next week. Let's go to do this.
News game. It's the news game. It's the news game.
What question will he ask? I had to snort. I couldn't sing and snort at the same time, Adam.
Apparently not.
I would ask why my mouth is so dry, but I actually know the answer. So just one moment, please, as I sip
your beverage. Do you want to give an explanation of the segment or?
Yeah, I'm going to do that right now.
Okay.
This is the segment of the show where Adam will read me five, count them five, questions from the New York Times news quiz. Not using only my head, brain, and mouth words will answer those questions. These are multiple choice answers. I will try to answer them without using the choices, but I'm always free to ask what the choices are. You know what? Kathy Marshall's not here tonight. We always see Kathy.
No, we're missing. Lamont Cranston was saying that the entire California contingent.
Yeah.
Is missing tonight.
Has anyone checked on California?
And he said, did California finally fall off into the ocean? Because
let's see. Let me just check. You're going to check California. On the recording.
Do you have like a live webcam on California? Like,
no, just, I'm going to go to. I'm sure it would be on the news. Like, sure it would be like, you
if
know,
California
a headline,
fell into the ocean.
Breaking, California, you know, had a. What do they call them?
A brownout? Is that what you're thinking?
No, what's the
earthquake?
The earthquake levels. What are they called?
10?
They had a 10 on the Richter, you know, a Richter 10 earthquake.
Yeah.
They fell into the sea. I'm sure that would be a news story is all I'm trying to say. Adam, what is our first question?
Number one, Daniel. This is apropos because I was reading an article that Royal Caribbean had canceled some stop at its. It's not really a private island, but it's a section of Haiti that Royal Caribbean has like a private beach or whatever, a private dock that they do. It says Haiti's prime minister agreed to step down amid increasing gang dominance in the country. Which nation paused its plans to send police officers to Haiti to quell the violence?
It was Africa, and I want to say Kenya, but I'm not 100% sure. What are my choices?
You have France, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, or Thailand.
All right, so it's either Kenya, South Africa, or Nigeria. My first gut feeling was Kenya. I'm going to go with Kenya.
Okay, let's see. That is correct. It was Kenya. The nation said it would not send 1,000 police officers to Haiti until a new government is formed.
A government of Barbie.
The House passed a bill.
You appreciate my Barbie joke there? Is it Ken? Kenya?
Oh, Ken? Ken? Yeah. Well, I didn't, but now that you explained it.
Toast, yay. Okay.
Number two, the House passed a bill this week that could ban which social media app in the U.S.?
TikTok, Adam. That would be TikTok.
You know, I heard Mr. Tom Merritt on. Yes. It was on the morning stream because I don't listen to DTNS.
The morning stream.
But he's always very level headed about this stuff. He said, you know, probably won't pass the Senate.
That's correct.
Even if it does, there's all these other things that could happen. It's not as big a deal as what people think it is, basically, is what he said. Number three. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Democratic leader, spoke on the Senate floor this week about Israel's war in Gaza.
Yes.
What did he call for?
Well, he called Netanyahu a barrier to peace. But I don't know what he called for. What was it? What are my choices?
An immediate permanent ceasefire. A secular one-state solution, the resignation of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, new elections in Israel, or an Israeli invasion of Rafah.
So I know that he called him a barrier to peace, but I don't. Like, that was the headline. You know what I'm saying? Like, Schumer calls Netanyahu barrier to peace. And I was just like, okay, I just don't really read stories about Israel or Gaza. So I'm going to say it's the first one. What was the first one about peace?
An immediate permanent ceasefire was the first
one. Yeah, that one. Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
That is incorrect. He called for new elections in Israel.
Oh.
Number four. The Federal Aviation Administration completed a 6-week audit of Boeing's plane production this week.
Yes.
How many audits failed?
What a stupid question.
Well, that's the question. I can give you multiple choice here. None of them. 3 of 89. 33 of 89. 53 of 89. Or all of them.
Okay, so test theory says it's not none of them or all of them. So then I'm just left with 4 choices, right? I'm left with three,
the middle three. 3 of 89, 33 of 89, or 53 of 89.
Then I'm just going to take the middle one. That's what test theory would say.
33 of 89?
Yeah, 33 of 89. I have no
test theory point. Says you should pick C, right?
Yeah.
That is correct. It is 33 of 89. You know, people should never, quiz writers should never make the answer C because, you know.
Well, in this case, the reason that it was C is because A and E were eliminated. So then you had B, C, and D. And so C was the middle because it was a range, right? So it's just like low, mid, high. And it's like they're probably going for the mid because people would pick something too high or too low. But anyway, that's not important.
Number 5.
Number 5. Oh, that was a shit.
The AP told.
I missed one, right?
You've missed one. AP told news organizations to remove a photo of Kate, Princess of Wales, and her children because it had been manipulated.
Yes.
How did the royal family explain the issue?
Oh, the Kate. Like any mom, I like to play with photo editing.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she's like any mom, I like to play with photo edit. I think that's what she said. She had it wasn't just I want to play with photo edit. She had a silly intro to that. Let's see. Kate Middleton.
If you haven't watched The Crown, I would highly suggest, because The Crown, now I don't know how much truth is in The Crown because it's not 100%, you know, it's not a documentary. But The Crown explains so much of the royal family that I had no clue about up until I watched that show. Thank you.
Oh, it was an amateur photographer. So it was like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion about the family photograph.
That's correct. Like, but what did she edit? Like, was it to make someone look thinner or?
No, it's literally the entire picture is fake. It's just like, it is that her face is an exact replica of another picture of her that was taken in public and everything. It's like, they're hiding how she's recovering from her surgery.
Oh,
and so it is a completely manufactured photo.
I see. Okay.
It is completely Photoshopped. But people found like, oh, this pattern doesn't match up. And her hand coming out of her sweater, there's a glitch in it where you can see that it's manipulated. It's like, so there's like all these little telltale things, like the hair, where the hairs overlap, you know, isn't natural looking. It's like, so there's like all these telltale signs that this is a doctored photo.
I see.
And they had to.
I don't really care.
AP actually like pulled it down.
I don't really care. They said like, she can recover however she wants to. But I'm wondering how serious the king's cancer is, because I kind of wanted Prince William to become king and not Charles. Not that I'm wishing death on anyone, but I was just like, well, you know, if he can't continue being king, he could still live.
Was your view of this altered in any way by watching The Crown? Like
it could have been. Like he was a jerk.
A year ago.
Well, also, I don't find King Charles to be that attractive, whereas Prince William at one time was, although he isn't anymore. But Harry is the attractive one, and he would never become king because. Although I did read that Harry and Meghan are struggling that their relationship is under stress at the moment, and that Harry wants to move back to the UK, but Meghan does not.
Well, of course she doesn't. They treated her like she did.
I know.
Here's the thing. It's like, but is that a requirement for the monarchy? Do you have to be attractive?
No, but I just prefer, I would prefer there to be an attractive. If it's going to be a man, I would prefer them to be attractive.
You know what? Let's just call it 4 or 5 and be done. You want to do the speed round or not?
I mean, why not?
Oh, you do? All right, fine. No, you know, you're sick, Adam. I just wanted to make sure.
I said we could do a full show. I just am not doing the after show, so.
All right, well, in that case, let's put 60 seconds up on the big board. I have to find it.
Oh, that's why you were asking me, because you didn't have your music.
Yeah, okay. Let's put 60 seconds up on the... You can edit that, right? Oh, yeah, sure.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1...
What term comes from the Sicilian dialect word for boldness and swagger?
Bold swagger.
Mafia. What classical conductor won posthumous Grammy Awards in 91, 92, and 93?
What? Say it again.
Classical conductor.
Oh, classical conductor. Fiedler.
Leonard Bernstein. Are you reading that from the chat room? What Ohio city was the 1995 Bosnian Peace Accord signed in? Ohio City.
I don't even know it. Cleveland?
Dayton. What animal's flesh, when sun-dried in the Andes, becomes a jerky called charqui?
Mountain goat?
A llama. What are pungent, stench, exploding white mice, and Moho Nixon?
No, Adam. I'm so sorry. I cannot finish. Oh, shit. I cannot finish.
Oh, my goodness. We're having sound bumper weirdness tonight.
Things are not where they're supposed to be. It's the end of the news game. Quiz. Game. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's... thing. What is it? Is it a game? Is it a quiz?
Quiz, game. I think you've used interchangeably both of those things, both of those words. So.
What would you say this is? Clarinet? Is that a clarinet?
I think, yeah, that's a clarinet. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. I get that one right. Yes. There you go. That's fine.
That wasn't part of the quiz, though.
It was a question. It was asked during the time of the quiz. I don't have a thing.
That's a jazz clarinet. Well, I mean, it's not a different type of clarinet, but it's jazz. Big band clarinet.
As I sat here, I just destroyed my chair.
Oh, good.
I think it's time for me to buy a new chair.
Maybe.
Adam, each week our executive producer Cyclone sends us an exhaustive compendium of knowledge of things, events that happened on the date that we are recording of some prior year. These are all things that happened on March 15th of some other year. You get the bit?
I do.
Yeah. Adam, on March 15th, of 1960, Key Largo Coral Reef Reserve, also known as John D. Pennekamp Coral Reef State Park, established as the first underwater park off the coast of Florida.
How do you picnic at an underwater park?
We don't picnic.
I mean, where do you put the blanket? You know, and
you snorkel. Blankets are not allowed.
I mean, there's
a beach.
You can't even touch the reef. You're supposed to not touch. Look,
it's true.
In 1937, H.P. Lovecraft died at age 46 on this day.
In 1963, a California appellate court upholds the oral copulation conviction of a man who stopped in the restroom for relief sexually while waiting to pick up his wife. Oh. He said he'd done this several times before. On March 15th, 1985, the American Medical Association concluded that AIDS is not spread by casual contact. There you go. March 15th.
In 1940, Disney's Donald Duck short The Riveter, directed by Dickie Lundy, is released. An unhappy Donald lands a job working high steel as a riveter for construction foreman Pete.
Yeah. I was never a big Donald fan. Never a big fan.
No, you like Daisy. I know.
Daisy. She is a strong, independent duck. On March 15th, 2006, in another first for Disney and Apple, High School Musical, the Disney Channel's hit, becomes the first full-length movie to be sold on Apple's iTunes music store. Did you know that?
No, and I've never seen any of the High School Musical movies. Or whatever. Wow. Never seen them. Wow. But wasn't Zac Efron, wasn't that his big... like claim to fame, High School Musical, it was, whatever.
It was. And in the first High School Musical, that he was not the singing voice for his character. They used a different person for the singing voice. And in High School Musical 2, Zac Efron insisted on singing the part so that there's a definite tonal shift between High School Musical and High School Musical 2. For those of you who might be, you know, aficionados of High School Musical.
Daniel, on March 15th, 1820, as part of the Missouri Compromise between the North and the South, Maine is admitted into the Union as the 23rd state.
Let me ask you this. Why was it called the Missouri Compromise? Like, every time I hear the Missouri Compromise, I feel like there's just these two Missouri ladies sitting there, like, going like, no, I will not let Maine in. Yes, I will let Maine. No, I will. It's like, all right, Louise. Let's compromise.
Well, you know.
I will give you my recipe for peach cobbler if you allow Maine to be a state. It's like, what was the compromise?
One second. I will tell you, the Missouri Compromise is called so because it was a legislative agreement that aimed to resolve the conflict over the extension of slavery into the territories newly acquired by the United States.
Fuck. It always has to do with slavery, doesn't it? We have such a shitty history.
Missouri like was admitted America, as a slave America, state.
America just has such a shitty history. Just such a shitty
So to
history.
Balance that out, Maine was admitted as a free state. So.
On March 15th, 1965, Lyndon Baine Johnson called for equal voting rights.
Baine as in the evil guy in the Batman movies?
Yes, he said... He was very scary. Let's see. 25 years ago in the Weekly World News. Hey. There's a bug here. This is the March 16th edition of the Weekly World News, not the March 15th edition.
Number. To me, it looks like March 14th.
I am so sorry. No, it's March 16th. We cannot accept the Weekly World News this evening.
And there's a good one here. Sperm Bank Takes Back Baby.
Sperm Bank Takes Back Baby when the woman can't pay the bill.
I mean, the baby didn't come from the sperm bank. The sperm came from the sperm bank, but they took the baby?
Huh. Miss Lundstrom knew what she was signing when she put her name on the contract. The amount she owed was $500 a month for a year, or $6,000.
There you go.
Holy Land, the new Sea of Galilee amusement park.
Didn't you... I feel like you used to talk about some biblical amusement park that you had seen at some point or gone to at
some
point.
Right here, right near Disney, there was Holy Land, which was when the lady that owned Trinity Broadcasting died. They shut down Holy Land because it was her project. It was like her little pet project. It never made money. And it was like they did the passion play every day.
Did Trinity shut down?
No. She owned Trinity because her husband founded it. When he died, she owned it.
Are Paul and Jan Crouch dead?
Yes.
At this point?
She was Jan. Jan Crouch was Paul the one that the Holy Land experience was her thing. That was her pet project.
Oh, yeah. He's dead. He died in 2013.
Yeah, and left everything to her.
Is Jan dead? Remember those blue, big old blue wigs that she would wear?
Just died.
And pink. and everything else. Oh, yeah, she died in 2016.
Yeah. So. Adam, on March 15th, hundreds, if not thousands, possibly millions of people have birthdays. We'd like to say happy birthday to just a small subsection of those people now. Happy birthday, little Dickie. You've turned 36. Happy birthday, Kellen Lutz. You've turned 39. And Fabio turned 65.
I mean, that also, is not a current picture of Fabio.
Sly Stone turned 81. Also not a current picture. Let's see.
Will I Am?
Judd Hirsch turns 89. Will I Am turns what?
49. You
have to... 49. Eva Longoria turns 49 also. And
Frances Conroy. Isn't she the one that was in all the American Horror Story?
Possibly.
Or has been? Frances.
Oh, Dee Snider from Twisted Sister turns 69. He must be excited about that. Also born on this day, but no longer with us, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So from all of us here to all of you there. In Ruth, who's dead. Happy birthday! Someone in the chat room wants to know the name of the... Was that the same Jan that Auntie Scott worked for?
Oh, could be. I know, I think the Jan Auntie Scott worked for was like Jan McClure.
No, Jan McClay.
Oh, McClay.
Jan McClay.
So it wasn't Jan Crouch.
Bitch cunt of the universe.
Different one.
I think there's only one thing left on the old Trello, right? This is really quick. This is really, really quick.
Oh, our producer, Cyclone, has corrected you. It was a leap year, Daniel, and the Weekly World News is a weekly. So they're not from the same day.
I mean...
It's from the same week.
We read more articles from that one today than we have in a very long time. So I'm not going to apologize. Here, though, it is weird that you're talking about our executive producer because I want to talk to you about this is show stuff. This is behind the scenes show stuff.
Yes.
Adam.
Okay.
But we're not doing an after show tonight.
No.
So normally Level 13 would hear the after show and they would get to hear these discussions. But No, they're not going to get to.
Sorry, Level 13. You know.
Are you, though? Are you sorry?
Well, I'm sorry that I'm sick. Like, it, you know.
You know what? You know what? To make it up to them, make it up to Level 13. When you're here, when you're here for your trip in April, we'll do little mini episodes for Level 13.
Okay. Well, we're also doing a live episode from your house. But
Yeah, I know.
Sure.
But we can do some little Level 13, maybe even some Level 13
video. I mean, when will you post them, though, Daniel? Will it be next year at this time by the time you post them?
No, you know what? I'm completely... Hey, I am caught up. I don't know if you've seen this or not.
I don't subscribe to Level 13.
I'm gonna check it right now. But as far as I know, the Level 13 feed, Adam, the very last show that just came out is the February 16th post show. And we had a week off in February. So I think that's the last one. It's like tomorrow's show should be last week's post show.
Okay.
March.
Well, good,
March
good job. Good job.
So don't,
occasionally,
don't come for me,
occasionally a Level 13 member will call Daniel out in the Level 13 chat and then he'll catch up. So
don't come for me. Anyway, what I wanted to say about the show is I feel like maybe we should just drop the YouTube, not the YouTube live or the people that watch in the chat room can see our video feed and that stuff. I'm fine with doing the YouTube live, but if you look through our history on YouTube, almost every single one of our episodes gets hit with a copyright, claim. Like, and those don't hurt our channel. It just means that we could never monetize that video, nor could we ever, you know, we can't play it in
for
some
what? Like what song or songs are we playing that are...
Because we play a clip. We play a clip off of, you know, a TV, or we play a theme song because I'm off on a tangent and I look up a theme song and I play like a snippet of a theme song. It's like, it's always just stupid random things. But my point is that we have video on Spotify. Like, you can see our video without... any, you know, edits or whatever, without any censoring, whatever. You can see that on Spotify. We post our podcast on Spotify, which is how you get your feed. It comes from Spotify. But Also, if you just go to Spotify.com, and you don't have to have a paid account, you can just have any free account on Spotify. Go to Spotify.com and watch Mix Minus. You can watch the video version of the podcast. So if you want to watch video, it is available every single week. If you can hear the audio, the video is there. You know what I'm saying? Because it's that's what gets posted. The video gets posted and they pull the audio from it. But so it's like you can always watch our video on Spotify. So I feel like it's just like we don't get a lot of traction on YouTube. We're getting like 14 to 20 people watching it. And it's, we have way more than that that download the show and stuff. So it just kind of, I just feel like maybe YouTube, we're just not going to hit our jam on YouTube.
We can discuss. I would have to think about that. I can't give you an answer today.
Well, I think the real reason is it's just a whole, like YouTube is its own beast. You have to have the right keywords. You have to have the right description,
it's true,
and thumbnail and everything. Spotify doesn't have that. Like Spotify is very much, I can post the video the same day. And then if you want to watch the video, which is great, if you want to watch the video, I encourage you to watch the video. But you can do it on Spotify. You can do it on a Spotify app on your phone. You can also do it on Spotify on your PC. You don't have to be locked to your PC, is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, that's not important, Adam. What is important,
yes,
is that we will be back next week, yes?
I believe so. I think so.
Okay. Do you plan on being sick next
week? Well, I die between now and then, you could probably get a co-host, but
yeah, I'll see if Vitance is available because, you know, he'll be in the same boat. He'll be out of co-host also.
It's true. So, it's true.
Yeah. We definitely talk about Big Fatty way more than we talk about Vitance.
We do. Yeah. I mean, Big Fatty, we talk about every episode. But Big Fatty also plays us on his opening.
Yeah.
Constantly. Out of 5 days a week. At this point.
It's a lot. It's usually 2 days a week is one of us. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so. Our email is contact@mixminuspodcast.com. Our voicemail number is 707-61-DEATH. At 707-613-3285, I think.
84.
That snuck up on me.
It did.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.